It's called free will. It's one of the many gifts from God. You're not enslaved to him. He blesses you with wisdom, truth, love, guidance. What you do with those gifts, though, that's up to you. Free will. There's a reason why Jesus, as part of his teaching on how to pray, included the request that we not be led into temptation. That's not asking God to leave us alone. It's coming before him to ask that he keep us strong against the many temptations of the world that are provoked by Satan. We read in Genesis chapter 3, if you recall how Satan tempted Eve to disobey God, and then Eve tempted Adam to eat that forbidden fruit. What was the result of that poor choice by those two? Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. This is God. To the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. And to Adam, he, God, said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake, and toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Which reminds me, by the way, when I get to heaven, Adam and I are going to have a real long heart-to-heart talk. Anyway, some say that if we believe in free will, then we should love all, which believers do. But are we obligated to accept all? The answer to that question is found in Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. If someone sins, do you call them out for it? Yes. Do you forgive them? Here's what Jesus taught in Luke 17:3. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. We forgive those who repent. It doesn't mean for the sinner that they can go out and repeat that same sin and come back for a second dose of forgiveness. No, repent means stop. It ends. You reject sin, which is why Jesus came to us, as we learn in Matthew chapter 9, verse 13. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. What we can take with us from all this is that God will never turn away from you. Free will gives you a choice. You can call out and come to God, or it can be you who turns away from him.